It's Veterans Day, and one way you can tell that is by all the commercials. Stores and restaurants advertising for veterans, free breakfast, free donuts, free wedding gowns, a free pizza with the purchase of a pizza of equal or greater value. But as NPR's Quil Lawrence reports, some veterans are asking if the country's goodwill on this day could be shifted in a different direction.
You might have seen this ad during the World Series.
America, this Veterans Day, let's shine a light on our veterans by changing one light to green, the color of hope.
That's Walmart's green light bulb campaign, one of dozens of corporate ad blitzes this year featuring vets. It's nice, says Iraq veteran Mary Beth Brugman. However,
this effort to give thanks is so much appreciated, but a little bit misdirected.
Brugman is with The Mission Continues, a group that connects veterans with volunteer work. Brugman says she'd like to see some of the free meals maybe go to the homeless. Instead of boarding the plane early with the passengers who need extra assistance, she'd rather be asked to help in case of an emergency landing.
10, 12 years into this war, what we truly need is to be told that we're still needed in this country and to be asked to lead again in our communities. So many difficult, pressing challenges in our country, and veterans are perfectly poised to be on the front lines of those challenges.
Some of those pressing issues do involve veterans, like the high rate of veteran suicide or the ongoing scandals at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Solving those problems is harder than screwing in a light bulb, says Paul Rykoff of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America.
We don't need any more green light bulbs, and we don't need pandering. We don't need yellow ribbon bumper sticker patriotism. We need a real strategy and concrete support, not just for Veterans Day, but for decades.
Rykoff is based in New York, home of the big Veterans Day parade. But yesterday, he and a much smaller group of vets met at New York's City Hall. After a year of intense lobbying, the city will create its own Department of Veterans Services, something that New York Mayor Bill de Blasio had opposed, saying it was unnecessary. Rykoff spoke to the crowd. He says the new department will streamline services for veterans in the nation's largest city.
Our friends are right now fighting and dying in Afghanistan and Iraq. We are not going to wait around for bureaucracy. We are going to fix the system. Stand with us, work in a bipartisan way, and we can accomplish anything. We're not broken. We're not victims. We're leaders.
It's still not clear how the new department will tame the red tape, but it's an important step, said Vietnam veteran Fang Wong with the American Legion.
How many Vietnam veterans we have here? Quite a few.
His generation of veterans didn't have parades or ad campaigns when they came home from war, he said, but he'd rather have concrete steps anyhow.
This is the parade that we've been waiting for 45 years or so. Mm-hmm. The creation of the department is better than a parade because it speaks with action.
Quil Lawrence, NPR News.